Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Summer is almost here, and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
I think one of the coolest things is leaving therapy and then seeing you.
I was surprised she was like out there with you today.
Well, she's so cute because I think now that like she knows that like we're comfortable knowing that we share her, she's like, I think you want to go out this way. She's like, let's just see who's in the waiting room. And then you weren't there. So I was like, Amy, you have to see these videos. I was like, I'm so sore because I started dance rehearsal.
Oh, you showed her that.
So I was showing her the videos because, you know, she's just like, it's so great to see, you know, dance bring you so much joy. And I'm like, well, I'm in a lot of pain right now.
Actually, I feel terrible.
But I'm so pumped because it, I didn't know that they were announcing it that day. I was just like, oh my gosh, okay. But no, I am doing a movie. Me and Mario Lopez are co-executive producing and starring in untitled Mario Jana movie. But we dance in it. So it's been so fun to like learn these dances and
When we all decide on a title and how does that work?
Well, there was a title, but then like they have to go back to because then they didn't like the title. So now it's just we're trying to figure it out right now. Oh, okay. So I actually had a title call yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
Fun.
I know. But Catherine came to the studio.
I love to watch you dance.
Yeah, it was. I mean,
you're so good for not being a dancer.
Thanks.
You're very good at dancing.
That's like those like wait, someone else just gave me a really great backhanded compliment the other day.
Was that what mine was? I'm sorry.
No, no, but you know what I mean? No, it's one of those. Yeah. I can't remember it. Oh, man. Oh, I remember it. It was about dancing. The choreographer, he goes, so I remember watching your Dancing with the Stars stuff. And he goes, we're just going to focus on your top half because, and I was just like, oh. Okay.
Guess so I was like, you're so good at the bottom half.
But then I remember like Gleb yelling at me, be like, stronger legs. And I'm like, I can't. So I'm just like, yep. Focus just on my top.
You have strong legs though.
Yeah, but they like it they're like Bambi when I dance.
Oh, okay.
Bambi. And I've also learned I can't do hip hop, so there's that.
Really?
Oh, and my boyfriend also came to the studio and he came during the hip hop stuff and I kept being like for some reason the hips don't move.
The hips don't move.
But he is here. So I feel like what? You're staring at him.
What? He's here?
He's as here? In,
like, here.
Dun, dun, dun. Should we have him come on?
1,000%.
Ian?
Oh, his face.
He's so nervous.
I love it.
Come on. You don't have to. That's the thing. Like, I'm not. Am I forcing you to do this? No. Okay.
Because it's going to clear. Make sure everybody knows she's not forcing
him. I'm not forcing him to do this. Where's he coming? He's going to come sit right in the middle.
In the middle. Okay. Yeah.
Come on. You got this. Okay. Hey, everyone. Welcome Ian Schinelli on Wind Down. Yay!
That was my class.
Nervous?
Yeah.
He got to hold the mic. Are you bringing back?
I feel like I'm watching me podcasting. It's uncomfortable. Very. I understand.
So everyone wants to know the gymnastic story. So do you want to give the gymnastic story?
The gymnastic story.
Yeah.
Before we met?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When we met at what? Urban Air? I think you asked me if I knew you.
Well,
actually, Andrew did.
We got to go like back. So we'll tell that story. Tell the story.
How much of the gymnastics am I telling?
Like, seeing me. Like, before I even saw me at Urban Air.
Okay.
Oh, that. Okay. I was trying to follow too.
So I saw a hot mom, very aggravated with her child. Two children, but one was sitting on the floor trying to tie her shoes or put her shoes on, and the hot mom was just not having it. The hot mom turned out to be Jana. So
then, a few days later, then go ahead and tell that story.
About a week later.
A week later, okay.
We had been introduced at Urban Air, so I walked into Urban Air. I brought my daughter to a mutual friend's kid's birthday party, and across the room, I see the hot mom who was aggravated with her child. Looked even hotter. So nobody dresses up or wears leather jackets to a kid's birthday party.
It was a Halloween thing, and I wore a really cute, like...
You did.
You know, I was comfy and cozy, but it was like I wore this cute little, like, spider jumpsuit, and then I was like, well, this is going to look cute with a little leather jacket. So I did.
And I was in jeans and a t-shirt from the gym, so...
But then, so then that was the hot mom. And then we're going to have Sean and Andrew on so they can tell the rest of that story. But do you have any questions for Ian? Because Mark's not here. So this is good. Oh, this is a good like intro to not having Mark. No, we don't need Mark on here, but not for the first one.
I don't think I can do it.
Okay, here's something that before Sean and Andrew pop on, which I was dealing with something the other day and... The 2+2 thing.
2+2. Mine?
Yeah. Explain that.
What do you want to explain? Oh, like my rationale behind the 2+2?
Yeah.
2+2=5. it's basically like it doesn't matter. Like don't sweat over things. Don't get worked up about things. If somebody tells you 2+2=5, fine. Believe them. Hmm. Move on. It does not matter what they say. How you respond to people is on you. And so if you want to argue with them, you can argue with them all day long. But if they tell you 2+2=5, then okay, you're right. Ooh. Move on to the next thing.
That's hard.
Well, no, it's so hard because I was like, I was dealing with a situation, could be a co-parenting situation. And
could be.
And he was just like, what's 2+2? And I said 4. He goes, no, it's not. It's 5. And I was like, no, it's not. It's 4.
Oh, geez.
And I'm the math guy. So.
And he's the math guy. Like, you're like super smart at math. So I was just like, but he's like, why are you even, you're wasting your time.
Yeah. But that's so hard. I mean, that's so good. Yes. Though.
Like, now I'm always like, especially with, it's like with the kids, with like my ex, it's like 2+2=5.
Because it just doesn't matter. Why fight it?
Why fight it?
And it works.
I know. It's crazy.
If you can remember it.
Say that now. Okay, I'm so glad, Riley. I was going to tell you that it's not Drew. I mean, it's not Dave, but...
Wait, what?
It's fine. I know. I was just like, I'm just going to let her go with this one. But we're going to take a break, and then we're going to get Sean and Andrew on, and we'll tell the rest of the story.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor, you get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
We're back. So we have Sean and Andrew on. So excited. First of all, I just, because I remember when I was on, it was just your podcast at the time, right, Andrew?
Yeah, Redirected.
And then, what was it called again?
Redirected.
Redirected. I'm sorry. But I'm so, a couple of things is ingrained in my brain now. So, but I came on your show and I remember you were like trying to convince Sean to have a podcast, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't. I failed at that. So I just started one anyway and said, hey, you have a podcast now, Sean. Congratulations.
And he started it 5 days after I gave birth to Drew. I was pissed.
Oh.
I was
pissed.
Oh, you were.
I was like, we need to record a podcast today.
So you did it without her permission for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give this caveat. I had agreed to doing a podcast.
Okay.
I had not agreed to doing a podcast then.
Yeah. That's bad timing.
Yeah. So he took some liberties there.
Why that timing? Did you just like not think? Because this is like, that's such a man thing to do, like not to recognize like the healing of like having a baby. Look, and
there's no better time than to start right now.
Exactly.
Thank you, Ian.
I got you.
Freaking my guy gets it. But I also agree with you. There's not a lot of logic behind it. Like it was just, hey, this feels right. We're going with
the way Andrew operates is he's like, I have an idea. Let's start it today. And then I literally like chase him. I'm like the person chasing him in business, just trying to like make it look good.
I mean, I kind of agree with that because that's kind of my mentality too, where it's like, you know, I think we're definitely dreamers and we want to do it now. Like, why wait?
Yeah, you guys have always connected on this. You guys just are like serial starters, which is
we could just
never
finish
anything. I'm a perfectionist, but.
Well, so this is Ian's first time being on Wind Down and he needs a little, I think
podcast
he needs
period.
Podcast period, holding a mic. So I'm trying to teach him to like, you know,
is Ian's first podcast.
First podcast. First,
yeah, wow.
What a way to start.
It only makes sense. I was hoping for this.
Just for you guys.
Because you guys are the reason why we're together.
Yes.
So
technically Andrew, that was all Andrew. Cause he's the one that came over to me and he's like, what do you think about Ian and Jana?
No, I gave Sean the nod. I like pointed at both of you. And then I was like, she's like, yeah,
actually. I was like, wow. Yes.
Yeah.
And then
here we are.
I know. And then Andrew comes running over to me and he's like, okay, so there's this guy here that I want you to meet. And he's over there in the orange shirt. And just so casually, I had like stared at him, you know, the last 30 minutes, but so I was
me too.
And then I was just like, well, is he interested in me? And like, this is such a typical guy thing, but you were like, I don't know. And I'm like, why didn't you go to him first? Because now you're going to go to him. And what if he's like, has a girlfriend or not interested or like, you know,
mm-hmm. Andrew had terrified. Kind of already done his due diligence there. I feel like you and Andrew knew each other well enough that like Andrew was aware you didn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, we talked all the time.
I was about to say.
Also, fun story. Andrew will probably kill me later for this. I remember the first time Andrew met you, Ian, and he came home. And he's like, I have a man crush. He's like, it's this guy. His name's Ian. And then every Saturday, he's like, I would ask him, like, where are you going? I'm like, is it the Navy SEAL?
Everyone has a guy crush on you.
So Jana, you and I vibe on the dreaming aspect of things, but Ian and I vibed because I showed up and here I thought that I was like a pretty good athlete in pretty good shape. And then I meet Ian, who's quite literally at least twice as fit and athletic as I am. But he also like puts, so you know, I've been around natural talent athletes and that's one thing. Ian has that, but he also works super hard. Mm-hmm. And so I just immediately had a high level of respect for Ian. And I was like, all right, this is a dude that I want to.
I was immediately attracted.
Same, buddy. Same.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm still trying
to. Super embarrassing, but I appreciate that.
No, I mean, you guys have your dadder days on Saturdays. I feel like we need to do something, Sean.
Please.
They've got like their like wine Wednesdays.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I was going to say, can it involve wine, though?
Yeah, not working out. We're good. Like, No, I'm good.
We can work out and have wine on Wednesdays. There we go.
I'm trying to think, what would a tally count look like for the number of bottles of wine we've drank with Jana?
A lot.
I think it's over 10. What do you think?
I've done that in a week. So
I think it was really like four. I distinctly remember going home and I was like, I feel terrible.
Yeah, that was a fun night.
I think it's when we were both doing handstands in your kitchen. So
did you do one?
Yeah. We still need to compete, by the way.
No.
Yes. Actually, that scares me.
What did you say about the wine? You've never had so much what?
When we first started dating, I had never had so much wine and salads in my entire life.
Salads?
Yeah, because you have to counter the wine.
Yeah, salads.
If you eat a salad, you feel good about drinking.
It's not how it works.
Unquantifiable salads.
Lots of wine.
So, okay, couple things. See what I did there? What has been the hardest part working together on this podcast?
Hold on. What, we can't just talk about Ian and not have Ian talk about himself.
What?
It's not your interview, bro.
It's Ian's first. Yeah, I'm pumped.
We're gonna get there later. Right now, we're interviewing y'all.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, I've got plenty. You can interview Ian if you want for the last part of this segment. You can then interview Ian. Yes. Okay, there we go. But right now, it's on a couple things.
Okay, I feel like working together was difficult at first. It still is difficult, but we've gotten so much practice at it, so many reps, that the most difficult things we've figured out how to navigate or communicate around. So I think it's getting better, but I think it's a huge honor, honestly, to like get to know my wife and in like a unique way that typically marriages don't, like, you don't usually spend all day, every day with your partner, and you don't really see how they're using their gifts and talents on a day-to-day basis. But with Sean, I do. And yes, there's like annoyances that come with working with your spouse, but at the end of the day, I feel you're opinionated.
Absolutely.
But you make things difficult for
absolutely
me.
Absolutely.
But do you think the difficultness or the difficulty in that, like what she does, is actually makes it better?
Yeah, Hunter. Yeah, Hunter. It would be a train wreck over here, but it still makes it difficult.
Thanks, you know, babe. Like, I used to feel good about myself.
I'm saying we're a good team.
We are. I would also add something that we're still working on and we have a really hard time with. I'd say it's like the one issue that we probably will forever work on, just because we both love to work so much, is differentiating husband and wife and then like coworkers. Mm. So it's hard, like, if we're eating dinner at the end of the day, that's usually when we're supposed to be husband and wife. But if I have to ask him like a coworker question or vice versa, it's hard to know who I'm getting. Mm-hmm. So if he makes a critique, is it like, is this my business partner critiquing a business partner, or is this husband critiquing wife? Like, it's those lines get very, very blurred, and trying to like distinguish what times and what parts of the day we get either, I think is for us been the hardest part. But
I think I'll ask this too. Do you think, like, when you do have that disagreement, is it hard? Cause I know for me, like, when I worked with my ex, like, it was, when we were in it, it was hard to work, you know, and be present and be authentic. Is it like, how do you guys like kind of snap out of it? Or is it just like, are you able to be like, okay, we're working, like, let's drop the emotion or whatever?
Oh, like when we're in an argument?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's definitely the case. It's like, we have to resolve like personal stuff, because we're filming stuff.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
this, you can't jump on a podcast and be pissed at each other and then try to ask deep questions. And, you know, just,
we've had it happen a few times where like we aren't able to resolve it before we're supposed to do something.
Cancel it.
And we're just like, we can't fake this, and it's not healthy to fake it. So we're just like, we're done. We're not going to do it today.
Yeah. I mean, that's something that I wish I would have done, because, man, I think back and I'm like, oh, because then like, then people hear it and they're like, clearly they were at each other's throat that day. You know, like,
because y'all tried to just keep going. Like, yeah.
It makes it worse, because if you start getting used to like faking that on camera, I don't know. I think that just plays into like the relationship when you're off camera.
But one thing's for sure, Jana, you know, sometimes she gets the business partner, sometimes she gets the husband, but you can bet at the end of the night, she gets Rico Suave.
I knew it was coming.
100% this non-serious answer was coming out of that.
Yeah,
obviously.
Did I ruin the moment?
No, but I think it, I mean, obviously you guys enjoy working together. You guys have found your thing, and you know, you've, what are you guys going to be working on a book next?
Mm. I'm still learning how to read, so. I don't know where that falls.
We have actually talked about doing a book, but we have such a hard time, even like on our show, of we want to make sure we draw the like line in the sand that we are never trying to teach anything because we don't know it. We truly don't. We don't know anything about like, this is how you should do marriage or this is how you should do relationships. So trying to figure out how to write a book where we're not trying to teach something.
Well, that kind of goes into my next thing is what is one thing that you guys like, what is it that you're wanting to offer other couples? Like, is there something where it's like, this has worked really well for us and you want people to know that? Or do you just want people to like see fun and light, which they'd see, but also like, is there something where you're like, cause we all learn something. Yeah. We don't know. We're not therapists, but we're still, is there something that you guys do really well together that would be helpful for other couples?
Well, I view all content on the range of like education on one end, entertainment on the other. Mm-hmm. We definitely try to keep things more light and enjoyable and on the entertainment side of things. But I would say our goal with like what we're trying to offer is really just be a starting point for conversations, that other couples can have. So like we went on this tour, this like 6-day tour, which is so fun to like get to meet people, but this hearing the stories of how they would listen to a podcast episode and they had been in an argument. And then we mentioned something that like touched a nerve or like sparked a laugh and then snapped them out of that. Cause you know, sometimes when you're in an argument, all you need is like a third party perspective to like get you out of that rut. So if we could be that and provide that for people, then I would count that as a huge win.
I think we're also slightly like blindly going into it and navigating it. We started the show because we got really annoyed with the perfection that press tries to portray relationships as. Mm-hmm. And we got really tired of them painting this picture that if you don't do your relationship a certain way, it's not going to work. And we believe that every single relationship is different and can overcome anything. Like if that relationship like wants, like it's just different. Every relationship is different. And I think for us, we just have had a really good time learning how each individual relationship works. Mm-hmm. And we've just learned a lot from other people that has like constantly helped our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have boundaries in like what you share and what you don't share?
Yes. Yeah, kind of.
He's like, do we?
I think. We don't talk about anything that we haven't already worked through. So like can't be working through something live on a show. It has to be like resolved and we have to be like in a good space. And then we don't get like raunchy. We don't talk about details.
Like sexual.
Yeah.
That stuff always kind of like, you don't really like talking about that, do you?
Like in general?
Yeah. Like sex?
Oh, I'll talk about it with friends and stuff. I don't care.
Yeah. But
as far as like, I feel like to a certain extent, you can only share so much of your life before your life becomes the world's and not your own.
Yeah.
And like, we try to keep at least that to ourselves.
Sure.
I think.
We would have way less boundaries if it wasn't for Sean. And I'm thankful for Sean to set the boundaries. But like, for me, anything that happens, I like view it as part of the plot. It's like, oh, this is an unfolding story. I mean, Let's see what happens.
Y'all are
the same.
But also I've learned that can be harmful to a relationship, having that much detail out. Because it is, you're picked apart more.
Yeah.
You have more eyes to like pick apart things. Because once you say it, you put it out there, you can't really get it back.
But and you could probably attest to this. Tell me if I'm wrong. It's also, you have more loyalty. Like there, you definitely open yourself up, but that's the whole thing with being vulnerable, right? Where it's like, yeah, you can get crushed, but you can also be supported in a way that you otherwise couldn't be. Mm-hmm. Right?
No, very true. Yeah. I mean,
you have super loyal fans.
Yeah.
They're very loyal. Yeah. Very, very, very loyal for sure. But again, the people that don't know me or don't know certain things, like they just see like a headline, then that gets picked apart because I was too open or too this or whatever. Mm. Or I misspoke or I, you know, said, I mean, there's some things that were spoken about last podcast where I'm like, man, I should have thought about before I spoke, used my words a little differently, you know? So I think that can be, it's just hard when you put things out there.
Yes, but I also think that's super, super refreshing because people like to play this. People like to believe and act like we're all perfect and we should know exactly what we're saying when we say it. And we should know everything in the world and how to be politically correct and how to make everybody happy when we're all human and we don't. So,
yeah,
I think that's really refreshing. Being able to, like, speak your mind.
Yeah. Ian, I have a question for you. Is it worrisome to you that I am so open?
Not exactly. I mean, I knew that kind of getting involved in this. So, but you haven't really shared too much about it.
Right. So. Like, is there something where you're like, hey, like, this is like off boundaries or like, don't talk about a relationship or, cause I mean, I haven't really.
I was about
like,
to say, do you have boundaries?
I've been pretty for, yeah. like,
I don't know. I've never been involved in this.
You might want to think about that now before she goes.
I'm going to write down all of them tonight.
No,
but yeah. It's like, should I be?
Yeah. But I mean, I said I was going to be more private in this relationship when it came to like issues or things that came up, because again, like I saw the, but I do also believe that people have issues in every relationship.
Yeah.
You know, like just like yes. you guys didn't deal with our neighbor's stuff or our stuff, but hey, you have your own stuff and it's refreshing to hear that you guys fight. It is. I love you. You guys are so beautiful and happy and like it's, I don't know. It's kind of makes me feel better.
Well, I think the majority of people like to hear that, but you're always going to have those critics. You're yeah. always going to have those people that are like, you didn't do it perfect and I'm going to attack you because you didn't do it the way I think you should have. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that should hold you back either.
I've even shared that too before, where one of the reasons why I was really excited about this is kind of like what you just said, Jana. When we got engaged, I asked one of my like close friends here in Nashville, I was like, okay, what do I need to like prepare for with marriage? What arguments, like what transition, what hardships? And she was like, oh, me and my husband have never fought. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes me feel terrible because like we had argued. And I think what's refreshing is like having all of these conversations with people who have been together for however many years or overcome whatever or gone through separation, happily or married, like everything. It's just relatable and it makes you feel like, okay, I've got a tool belt that I can use to get through it, I guess.
I'm just thinking out loud though, because I do think there's a stipulation in my mind of like, it's almost like gossiping about yourself can happen where you can just unfiltered share things, right? And we've done that in the past on social media and we've learned from it. And like, I think sending whatever issue or conflict or problem you're having through an initial like filter of you're dealing with it can be really helpful. Yeah. And also because you want to talk about issues with friends with the hopes of resolving them or learning something new or, you know, with the positive outcome in mind, not with like the echo chamber of, oh, you know what? Sean said this to me and I'm talking to my friend about it. And he's like, I can't believe she did that to you. And she sucks. Like it should never be. And so you don't want to create that in your life. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
It does. Ian, have dating a celeb.
He so badly wants to interview.
Uh-huh. Just like Ian.
Yeah. What's up, bud?
How has dating a celeb been for you?
It's been different. It's been really good, but I don't really get too caught up in the limelight of stuff. Like every now and then she's been like, hey, we were on this. And I'm like, okay, I don't see it. I don't look it up. I don't, you know,
every once in a while, she's just like, oh, I just have like the top song in the world for like 4 days in a row.
So I will say that was pretty cool.
Casually dating Beyonce.
That was actually really cool. So, and she downplayed it way too much and she tries to, you know, make my things that I do way more important than what she's doing. I'm like, you have the best song, the number one song in everything. And so like every couple hours I would look it up again and make sure that the time kind of scrolled through to make sure that it was updated. And then I would take a screenshot and send it to her. And she's like, well, it'll be different by, you know, tonight or be different by tomorrow morning. Well, when I wake up 3:45 in the morning, it's still there. So I'm like, well, it didn't change. And so it went on for a couple of days, but it was very cool to see that.
That was sweet of you.
But otherwise, it's...
I have to say one thing, okay? It's just like, oh my gosh. So I have another friend in a very similar position as to you, Jana. And you both are kind of going through a very similar journey at the same exact time. And I almost like cried the other day watching her journey because her new boyfriend is like celebrating her for the first time and she's never had that. And then watching you and Ian, like you're being celebrated and you're being like allowed to be who you are. And I think it's just really, really sweet and really cool. Like you have the number one song in the world. Are you kidding me? Don't downplay that.
It was sweet. And when I told him, I was like, never like has anyone, like anyone that I was ever with, like sent, you know, like even my ex, like I never like got celebrated like when things were like that. So I always downplayed it because I'm like, oh, it must not be a big deal. You know, so it's
a huge deal
to have the number one song.
Okay. 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 But it was very sweet. And I really do appreciate it because, you know, he's like, I want to celebrate it with you. And I'm like, I just, again, because I do downplay it because it wasn't, I mean, you know, wasn't important or celebrated.
Hey, Jana, so. Have you heard of Beyonce?
Oh my gosh.
You guys share something in common.
Yes. Yeah. You guys are on the same level.
Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. But no,
actually, you're not. You're higher than Beyonce. Oh my
gosh. Stop.
I love it. Literally everybody.
Okay.
Else.
Everybody.
But I think you've done a good job, though, handling things. And I mean, because people were calling him a trainer. He's like, he's a Navy SEAL. Like people, it's like, poor guy was labeled as a trainer. Not that a trainer isn't a problem, but it's like,
my Instagram had like me at the gym, like where Andrew and I just work out.
Just assume you're a trainer.
Yeah, I'm like, why do I detail what I do for actual living? So I mean,
it's okay. We did a video today where we had to Google ourselves to see like what was right. And some website put Andrew's profession as family member.
he's along for the ride. That's what he is.
That's amazing.
Kind of.
Ian, but you do show up to the gym sometimes and guys will like give you a hard time, right? Of like, Jana, you know.
Really?
So there's that aspect of
every
it.
Saturday morning.
Stop, really?
Right.
Yes.
It's all like,
you better fix this.
No, it's all good things, but
there
it's
we
like
go.
But it's because there's headlines and stuff.
Oh, no. It's been a fun trip, especially the guys. I mean, you work out with these guys to have fun and enjoy it and give each other a hard time and we do that, and no matter what it is, I mean, you know, we give Trevor or Jamie, whoever it might be, you know, hard time for whatever happened in the week or the day and stuff like that. So yeah, it's been a little bit different for that. But everybody's kind of acknowledged, obviously, dating Jana, and they were all excited because I think all of their wives all follow Jana as well. So it's kind of like, hey, she had a number one song, and they'll find out because they didn't know, and then they'll tell me. I'm like, I know, dude.
What's been the hardest part about dating? Me.
You.
Like, there's Kathy.
You.
Because love, that changes the level of happiness.
Yes, it does.
The hardest part about dating.
You can be honest, too. Ooh, we're going to get there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, there's just, it's two very different personalities and two very different lifestyles. Like some of the things in the beginning, you know, my background of, I mean, even the little things of like me getting up at 3-4 in the morning, like that's not for me. We can't be doing that every day. It's like, she might be up a little bit later. I like to go to bed at 8:00, you know, just the little things like that, where it's kind of getting used to each other. And I guess that's not really a boundary, but it's more of just kind of understanding like her needs, my needs. We didn't address those right away, and that was definitely a difficult thing to get to. And once we finally got to it, it was kind of like, all right, well, I need this in my day and my week, and she needs this in her day and her week. And I think once we went on a very long walk one day.
We did. We went like a 4-hour walk and just.
A long walk.
A long walk and just.
It's a long walk.
Percy Priest.
We just, I think like when you start in a relationship, you know, like he was just trying to make me happy. I was dealing with, you know, being in a healthy relationship post, which I think that's also hard for him because he's like, I'm not your ex. So I think like that's been really difficult on him because like my therapist says, she's like, you gave him shrapnel without him like it being in a war. Like, yes, you were in a war a long time, but like in this war, she's like, he's getting like shrapnel and he wasn't a part of your war, but that's like the leftover stuff. So like, you know, I think being in something that is healthy now, like he's like trying to differentiate the two and like letting someone like in, it's been like difficult for him because I've like tried to push him away so many times.
She tried hard.
He's done a Spartan
hard.
Race. Though.
She tried. Yeah, she I did a. A I did a hurricane. Hurricane Spartan race.
What?
Andrew, you know this? You know when we do this? Andrew signed us up for a hurricane heat Spartan race, and I will gladly never do that again.
So what was harder, me pushing you away or that?
Oh, for sure you're pushing me away. It was more difficult. Mentally, kind of joke, emotionally.
Dan, we thought, like, I signed all the guys up for it, and I was like, this is going to be so cool. And it was, like, advertised like the hardest race you could ever do, and it basically said, like, you need the mental grit of a Navy SEAL.
Did it really?
Fortitude. And it was like,
turns out that from an actual Navy SEAL, it was easier than expected, but it was a hilarious story. I do, Ian. So one thing that I had to navigate with Sean, what?
She's like,
it's not our interview.
No, I like where you're going with this, because I'm gonna turn it back around after you say this, because I think I know where you're going with this.
I am hijacking the interview.
You are,
Ian. Yes, sir. Is just not talking a lot. So I'm trying.
It's not about me. It's about you guys.
Exactly.
So.
Well,
with
I don't
Sean,
mean it that way. That was douchey.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's about us. I didn't mean that.
Dating Sean was like, I loved her, right? And I knew that I loved Sean. But there's the excitement of dating. But then there's also like this layered excitement of she's like famous and people will stop her on the street and they want to talk. And it's like, there's this level of excitement that comes with being in the public eye. And it was... I felt like I needed to take a step back and be like, all right, what part of me is interested in this relationship because of that excitement versus the excitement of actually the love of Sean? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you resonate with that at all, but that was something that I had to, maybe I'm more shallow, but.
You're also a college kid.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be way different. Yeah. I don't think I could have handled it. 21 or whatever you guys got together, 22. Yeah.
Are you with me just because of my Instagram followers?
I didn't know how many Instagram followers you had.
To his point, like, do you love me for me or do you love, like, I mean, obviously you're not going to be like, yeah, actually I'm just here. I just love you for your I'm just here your because fame. It's cool because you're famous.
No, I told you in the beginning I would have deleted mine. I don't need it. It's not for me. It's, you know, half the time it was like, Andrew would comment on my stuff, or like Jamie would comment on my stuff. You know, it's like us working out. So that's about it. Mm-hmm. It has been different as far as the notoriety, not me, obviously, but for her. I think the one that I remember is like we were on the beach visiting your mom, mm-hmm. and some girl just with her boyfriend was sitting by themselves, no one around. We're walking past, and the kid pops up. He's like, "Hey, my girlfriend loves you." And I'm like, "Well, that's a different life."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because for me, I didn't have social media since 2008. So I had been completely off of it and military and just kind of very quiet and went about my day, and it's not like that anymore.
Anyway. Okay, I'm going to flip it back around. What is one thing that you guys do better than, well, I'm sure there's a lot, but that in the beginning of dating, you know, like in our early stages, that you do better now, or you wish that you'd go back, or you tell us like, hey, like watch this, or like,
I do better now. I think we communicate better.
Yeah. I think I almost identifying patterns.
Yeah.
In marriage, like we've been married 6 years. So we've had the same argument about a certain topic like 40 times. Right.
And so at some point, what is it? Can you say what it is?
Well, anything. There's a number of
there's
them,
a lot.
But, okay. Well, what's one of the ones that always keeps coming up?
The dog, yeah. Honestly, as ridiculous as that sounds, like it's a
I feel like that's
point.
Gotten better lately. I
What's agree, up with the dog?
Oh, I just dogs are actual royalty to me. So like I'm a psycho dog person.
Oh, okay.
Like I sent Ian a dog and I was like, you have to get this dog because I just try to find dog homes. And
where's your stance?
But it's he's like a dog. I love dogs, but I like kind of view it as a dog.
We're and the same human.
Yeah, and Sean and I are the same. So.
Like I love it, right? And I'm gonna do my best to take care of it. But
the dog will sleep in the bed before I will. So that's literally like my dog.
Oh,
but
wow.
it has kind of correlated to kids ish, where like Sean has the way she expresses her love. And again, I know this through patterns, like seeing this over and over is through being like hands-on and always like being there to help. Whereas I'm kind of like, you got to figure it out. Go, you can do it. You know, So like Drew and our kids.
So is the argument that Sean gets frustrated with you because you don't treat the dog like she does, or you're upset because she treats the dog like royalty?
No, the argument is that I expect more of him. Okay. How he treats dogs. Got it. Or it's like with kids, I'm definitely more of like the worrier. And so I'm like, sure. Oh my gosh, you cannot let her do that. Or you can't, she's going to get hurt, or she has to go to bed at a certain time, or whatever it might be. I'm just more like,
I'm scheduled on the mom. So I hear you on the mom.
That's
stuff
a mom for thing, sure. For sure.
Yeah. The dog thing, I'm more on Andrew, but
maybe
yeah.
I shouldn't have grouped the dog and the kids together. No, you
shouldn't. Just a dog. It's just a kid.
It's just a dog. Yeah. Just a kid.
You're like, yeah, no.
Anyway.
Wow.
What we do now is we have developed patterns where it's like, hey, the morning with Sean, I shouldn't throw a bunch of logistics her way, because the past 200 times that I've done that, it overwhelms her, right? Yeah. Or like at night, Sean really likes to debrief her day. So I need to, instead of jumping right into whatever I want to do next, like I should sit down and have time with her to talk, as opposed to there being conflict in place of that. So that probably would be it.
I don't like getting asked questions. Do you guys like that? For some reason, it's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I you have my schedule. I don't know. Like,
you
I'm
just like, you and Andrew are the same human.
Don't ask me questions. I'm like, figure it out, or look at my calendar, or I don't know. It's just like, I'm like, I got like a million other things in my head right now. I don't have time to answer questions.
But you will ask
questions.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Andrew's like biggest pet peeve is if I'm like, what do we have to do today? And he's like, oh, I don't know. He just doesn't want, like, questions freak him out too.
I can kind of tell her facial expressions now. It's like, if I can tell when she's busy or there's 1,000 things going on in her head, I'm like, I'm just not going to ask a question right now.
That's good.
I'm going to go work out again. That's good. It's much easier. Or I'm going to go back and work, but it's kind of like, I know when her face looks like that, I can ask her a question. When it's not like that, I don't ask a question. That's kind of how it goes.
He walks out of a room, turns around, walks back in.
He's like, nope, never mind.
Yeah.
No, pass.
But she does like to ask questions, though.
If I really need to know them, like, what's 2 + 2?
5.
Yeah.
Every time.
Okay. We'll get there later.
Don't ask. Okay.
It's one of those things where I was dealing with something the other day, and I was trying to have this person see my reality, and Ian goes, what's 2 + 2? And I said 4. He goes, no, it's 5. And I'm like, no, it's not, it's 4. But like in the other person's reality, it's 5. I mean,
yeah.
So just going, oh, okay, you're right, it's 5. Let's move on. Get it?
Andrew's, Andrew's mind is blown right now. Yeah.
2 + 2.
It doesn't matter.
You guys just skipped over the 6 years of us trying to figure that out.
All in one simple math equation.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So now next time when you guys go do a fight, so like, if not that we like have like, I mean, we had like one thing just because of, again, it was like misunderstandings and not speaking what we need, but like being like, if there's even like a little like tiff, it's like 2 + 2. And then it kind of like.
Yeah.
Resets.
I like that.
That's good. I like that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We're all going to use it now.
I know.
I do think most of our arguments come from a misunderstanding of what the other person is trying to say.
Well, I think the problem is we don't ask for what we need. My thing is that I'm like, I'm not asking you actually what I need. I'm wanting you to read my mind, but I know what I, but it's like, yeah, don't shake your head like that. Mr. Same. Yeah. You did the same thing to me. But yeah, I hear you on that too. It's, you know, but we're working on it.
Well, I think it's what Sean said earlier about, when you are asking like a business question, but then you're getting a personal response from Andrew. You're asking a personal question, but you might get a business response from Andrew. It's kind of like what mind frame are you in, but it's also how are you responding to it. So I may ask her something with an intent in a certain way and expect a certain response. I'm looking for one, but she may not be in the same mental state or whatever it might be. Not that it's a good or bad mental state. I'm saying like whatever is going on in her head. So if you have a business question, then it's kind of like, or I guess a work or even with kids for us, because we juggle.
Our emotions get confused a lot when we'll be working. And like when Andrew works, he goes like completely void of all emotion and feelings. He just goes stone cold. And our emotions get really confused when I come in as like wife, where I've taken like a break out of the day and I'm like wife and I want to ask him something like wife to husband. and he gives me a cold response that makes me really upset when I'm expecting him to like turn it off and all of a sudden be husband when he's in the middle of his work day.
Thank you so much.
I am aware of it.
Oh my God. I'm aware of it. This revelation comes right now after. Are you serious?
Oh my God. It came from the 2+2. That's what it was.
Dog. Wow.
Jeez.
I wonder if is it simple? Is it something as simple as saying like, what response do you need as your husband or as your employee or as an employee or as your coworker?
You need like a little badge that you just turn around.
You know, like what response do you need? You know, like, hey, I need you to like not make a joke or whatever. I don't know. I'm going to be kind of hard. No, Jana,
because that me asking that would come off as cold. If I was like, really? What do you need from me, husband or?
No, because then I, the crazy woman, would be like, I expect you to know what I need and I don't want to ask for it because I don't want to ask my husband to give me love. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Why don't you know what I'm thinking?
Look at Ian showing up all mature and freaking with advice and wisdom.
Well, it's like you're
just a math equation. That's all it was.
I think there's like a stubbornness though to I guess I could generalize it as women, but whatever.
People. Yeah.
No, I think it's women.
I really, it's almost like a pride issue. I don't want to tell him what I need because I want him to give it to me because I then feel desperate. I'm like, I need to tell you that I want to cuddle with you on the couch. Like, that makes me feel pathetic.
Yes.
When in actuality, it's actually a healthy thing to do.
Yeah. It is the right thing to do is to say what you need. It's really hard because I know he'll be like, what do you need done around the house? And I'm like, I don't want to have to tell you what I need done. I want you to see what you need done and how I need to, you know, it's all of it.
Exactly.
I need the one box in the attic in the back corner that's for a holiday that's three seasons away. For you to go to
I gotta say, right. You know what that is. It's pretty good that he's asking, what do you need done around the house? I hear you, but that is very, is very sweet.
Totally. And I love that. And it's very sweet. Having said that, but,
I got your back.
The one thing that I did say, there's still not rocks in that planner.
Oh, no. And
he's gonna do it right after this. No, but I do. I hear you. It's hard to be like, can you please cut? Because then we feel like we're like naggy, annoying. Mm-hmm. But like you guys are just they'd be like, okay, absolutely, I'll cuddle you. Like you probably wouldn't think that was like if me and you know if Sean, Andrew, whatever. Like if we were like, can you please cuddle with me tonight? Does that seem needy or like, oh my gosh, like thanks for telling me?
No, you've literally told me that exact thing.
Oh, so, I have.
Yes. Okay. Well, not all the time.
You get this way, but like if I'm having a bad day or whatever and I ask that, then I go all crazy and I'm like, well, is he actually cuddling me because he wants to? Yeah. And then I get all like crazy.
1,000%. All right. Well, so obviously our listeners know you guys, but like where can they listen? Where can they follow? One of my favorite TikToks was when you guys changed the car, the seats in the car. That was hilarious. I watched it like five times. It was so funny.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Give it all. Andrew.
Pretty much Sean Johnson is the best place to look for. Just Google that. You'll come across some stuff. The East Family on YouTube. And then we have a podcast called Couple Things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. And we would love to come on as well. I think we're ready to come on.
Do we Can we do it in person though?
Yeah. What?
Come on over.
Come on over.
Can we work out first?
Can we work out first? And we'll drink.
Y'all can drink wine. We can work out.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Okay. See you guys soon.
Bye, guys. Night
soon.
Yes, please.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, honeys. Text us. We'll figure it out.
Hey, good job on your first pod, bro.
Thanks, dude. Glad it was with you.
Everybody, all the guys love you.
All right, bye guys.
Didn't you do the CrossFit thing?
Huh? Yeah, he beat everybody.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students. and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
Well, that was a fun episode. How does it feel, Ian, to have your first mic in your hand?
It's, I don't know what to do with it. It's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holding it. Very weird. I feel like I can only look at you. And
I know.
Kath,
I
mean, and
I
just kind of look at each other a little bit. Then I'm
just
kind of
look at, I just look at whoever's talking.
Yeah.
It's very intimidating.
Is it?
Yeah.
Coming from someone who had like the hardest job ever.
Yeah, but I didn't have a camera in my face or a microphone. Had a gun.
Very different.
Can I just ask you one question in the SEAL training for, sure. Was it called Hell Week?
Yeah.
Hell Week. What was the hardest thing you had to overcome? Like they gas you, they make you be underwater for 4.5 minutes. They like, what is like, no. What was the one thing where you're like, cause you, not many people, like you said, pass the first round, right?
First phase in Hell Week is where everybody pretty much quits for the most part. So
percentage that like first timers?
I think it's around between an 85% to 89% drop rate or quit rate or however you look at it. So, I know the last class that went through, I believe was started with 200 and they finished with 17 guys. So,
wow. And was there like in that week or the first phase, like, was there a point where you were like, this is hard or this is going to make me drop?
I think the guys that make it through don't ever really have that go through their head. The thing for me was the cold. I was not.
Well, what do you mean by the cold?
I mean, you sit in the Pacific Ocean in the middle of the night for hours on end, just staring at stars, and you're like, well, is this ever going to stop? So they try to get you to a somewhat hypothermic state. And we had guys get dropped from the program because they couldn't raise their body temperatures. They couldn't control their mind, basically. And so that's kind of the hardest part for me. It's like the physical stuff is just you work out and then you get to eat. It's great. It's, you know, most 20-year-old guys' dreams is you work out all day and it's a big Boy Scout camp for the most part, and you get to eat every couple hours, but it was just the cold and you're constantly shaking and you're just covered in sand head to toe for a week straight and you sleep. I don't remember how long you slept.
Do you get to eat the whole time though? Or do they not like try to prepare you for not eating?
And you don't sleep, right?
You don't sleep. You get a time. You get a, hold the mic. Use my hands. You get a time frame to sleep. Not everybody does. Once you kind of stop moving, your body starts to shut down and try to recover. So if you do sleep, once we wake you up.
How long do you get to sleep if you slept?
I don't remember the actual. No, I think it was, you get a time frame of like 2 hours on Wednesday. So it starts Sunday night. You don't know when it starts. And basically the whole compound, if you don't know, it's in Coronado, California. So a lot of Coronado hears it. They hear the explosions go off and fake gunfire, blanks is what they call them. And everything goes off. Everybody knows it's the start of Hell Week. And it, that lasts for a couple of hours. And then it just continues on for the whole week. And then.
How many days did you not sleep for?
To start, you don't sleep for 3.5 days straight, I think is what it is. And then you get a 2 hour, I think it's 2 hours, 2 hours to sleep if you do. And then you're done after that. You don't sleep again.
So how many days did you consecutively go?
Sunday to Friday.
Without sleeping?
Without sleeping.
Wow.
So you didn't take the 2 hours?
No. Because I was scared about what would happen if I did.
Say that. Seems like it'd be worse.
So I heard guys that went in, you go into like this tent. You got to think everybody's freezing. I was a winter Hell Week. So I went through in November about a week or 2 weeks before Thanksgiving started. So it was one of the coldest times in Coronado history and it was miserable. And guys that got into the tent to go sleep when they would get woke, woken up in the morning or whenever it was, they would quit right there because they were too cold and too mentally out of it. So I knew that I didn't want to do that and take that chance.
I don't think I could, the being cold.
The cold's the worst. I had a buddy.
All of it sounds.
Who he couldn't get his body temperature up. So they had to drop him because he wasn't mentally there, but he was one of the best physical specimens I've ever seen. Like the guy was incredible, but every time we'd go in the water, he'd come out and he would be. So we swallow a pill that they take our temperature and like our core temperature. And they scan us every time we come out of the water to make sure, see where we're at. And if you're too low,
really, that's a thing. That's crazy.
That doesn't surprise me.
That's like a movie.
That's mental though, keeping your body.
Well, part of it is because you can get into an ice bath and it can be completely miserable, or you can kind of like, all right, I can regulate with my thought process now to a certain extent. You can do it the entire time. But once you get out, if you're so cold and you can't process what you're doing, because sometimes they'd ask you to like count to a certain number or whatever, and he wouldn't respond to it. And so, I mean, guys have to do it all the time. So,
wow. Well, thank you for your service.
You're welcome. Thank you for your support.
Of course. Then thanks for coming on Wind Down. Talk to you later.
That was fun.
I'll see you later.
See you in 1 minute.
See you in a few minutes. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.